AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In his address to the nation, President Biden points out a disturbing statistic from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Guns are the number one killer of children in this country.
More kids than on-duty cops killed by guns. More kids than soldiers killed by guns. For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept? How many more innocent American lives must be taken before we say enough, enough?
The president outlined some of the steps that need to be taken to make the nation safer.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21.
Biden compared his Memorial Day visit to Arlington National Cemetery, seeing the rows of headstones honoring those who fought in the nation's wars, to the memorial of 21 crosses he and the First Lady saw the day before outside Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Tulsa Police Chief Wendell Franklin says the man who shot and killed four people at a medical building had back surgery late last month but was still complaining of pain. Franklin says he bought a semi-automatic handgun late last month and the semi-automatic rifle just hours before yesterday's rampage.
At 2 p.m. on June the 1st, Mr. Lewis purchased a semi-automatic rifle from a local gun store.
The chief says a letter was found on the gunman,
which made it clear that he came in with the intent to kill Dr. Phillips and anyone who got in his way.
Dr. Preston Phillips was one of the four people killed. The three others were Dr. Stephanie Husson, receptionist Amanda Glenn, and visitor William Love. The 18-year-old white man accused of killing 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket pleads not guilty to hate crime and first-degree murder. This is AP News. Britain is celebrating Queen Elizabeth's 70-year reign. Here's Charles Deledesma.
Thousands of people cheer as the Queen, with working members of her family, go onto the balcony of Buckingham Palace at the end of the Trooping the Colour event. Within moments, aircraft performing a traditional flypast roar overhead. The 96-year-old Queen is Britain's longest reigning monarch and the first to reach the milestone of seven decades on the throne. I'm Charles Deledesma.
But after a lifetime of good health, age has begun to catch up with the Queen. Buckingham Palace says the Queen will not attend a Thanksgiving church service tomorrow after experiencing what's described as some discomfort at events today. The palace says with great reluctance, the monarch has decided to skip the service at St. Paul's Cathedral. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.